Talk about a sticky situation. Seriously, though, Turkey's foreign minister has been summoned to Baghdad today for an emergency meeting with the Iraqi government. The issue is the ever-increasing tension, as Rachel was talking about, between Turkey and a Kurdish rebel group just on the Iraqi side of the two countries' border. That group is called the PKK, and just the other day it ambushed and killed 12 Turkish soldiers. Now, the U.S. doesn't want Turkey to invade the area, but Turkey is still mad at the U.S. for considering legislation in Washington that would brand Turkey's former leaders as genocidal. Okay, meanwhile, in Baghdad today, this Turkish foreign minister will meet with Iraqi officials who are themselves Kurds. When asked if he would turn Kurdish fighters over to Turkey, Iraqi President Jalal Talabani said he wouldn't even turn over a Kurdish cat to them. So, where are things going from here? Well, Birzo Abdulkader is a journalist who works for NPR in the Kurdish region of Iraq. He's a Kurd himself, by the way, and he joins us by phone now. Hi, Birzo.
Hi, hello.
Thank you very much for coming on. Okay, so the Turkish foreign minister is in Baghdad today. What do you know about that meeting?
Well, in fact, I saw that on the TV this morning, and I saw that there was a press conference for the Turkish foreign minister, and in this press conference, he affirmed that Turkey would use all the diplomatic means before taking any military actions. So I think he was, I mean, he was calming things down.
Right, the Turkish Prime Minister saying that they want a peaceful solution. Also, the PKK has released a statement saying that they're seeking a peaceful resolution. Realistically, though, what do you think the chances are of that happening, Birzo?
Well, I mean, everybody here wishes that a diplomatic solution would appear, but also, I mean, for Turkey in the past, I mean, had tried chasing the PKK 24 times, and they didn't succeed. So, I mean, it is possible that Turkey will try again to chase PKK militarily. This is a possibility, but everybody here wishes that this would not happen.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the PKK? How many troops do they have? I mean, are they really a threat to the Turkish military or more of an annoyance?
I mean, this problem has always been there. These people are in the mountains, in the harsh mountains, that is difficult for anyone to get there, because even in the 80s, during Saddam's time, Saddam's might couldn't get these people out of these mountains. So, I mean, they have around, as it said, they have 3,500 guerrillas in the mountains from the Iraqi side, and they have another 5,000 inside Turkey. I mean, I believe, my personal opinion, that the PKK is not a real threat on Turkey, but maybe it's annoying.
So the question I have for you is, what do the people in the area think of the PKK?
If you, I mean, the people here, you mean in the Kurdistan region?
Yes.
In the Kurdistan region, I mean, what they feel is that, I mean, we are part of a bigger nation. I mean, they are all Kurds. I mean, everybody has this feeling. But at the same time, now we are part of Iraq, and we don't want anyone to disturb the stability and the security that we are enjoying in our region, in Kurdistan. So that's why our leaders many times repeated that we want PKK to go back to their territories and fight there on their territories.
Right, because for people that aren't familiar with the situation, the PKK sort of has their own region along the border that the larger Kurdistan kind of government basically leaves them alone. They're allowed to more or less do what they want as long as they stay in that region. Is that correct?
No, here the point is that it's not possible to get these people out of these harsh mountains. And in the history, I mean, they tried to get these people out of these areas, but I mean, it wasn't possible because, I mean, PKK has always been in these areas, and they're familiar with all these harsh mountains. They know how to hide, how to fight, where to go. So it's very difficult to get these people out of these mountains.
You mentioned before, Birzo, that this is an ongoing problem. Turkey has many times tried to rout the PKK. The PKK launches counterattacks. Is this something you think that can ever be solved, or is this just going to go on forever and ever?
Well, there's something. If Turkey decides to have serious negotiations with PKK, and PKK people always, they ask for this, they want serious negotiations that Turkey, listens to them and find a diplomatic solution for this problem. Because this is, because many Kurds in Turkey, they think that Turkey has not given them their rights. For example, the right to speak their own language, the right to have their own identity. These rights have not, these basic rights, these natural rights have not been given to PKK people. So if Turkey, decides to give these rights to the Kurdish people in Turkey, I think PKK will be dissolved automatically.
Is there a lot of support for the PKK, which is over on the Iraq side, just to remind people, is there support in Turkey from the Kurds that live in Turkey for these rebels that fight on the other side of the border?
Well, according to the to these people in the mouth, the PKK people, they say that they have more than 40,000 people, professionals working for them.
Leave alone others,
non-professionals. This is what they say. I don't know really, what kind of support they have in Turkey, but this is what they say.
Well, Birzo Abdelkader, NPR journalist in the northern part of Iraq, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we're going to kick off a week-long series about nuclear energy. We're going to start at the very beginning, well, not the very beginning, but we're going to start with the big issue of the day. This one-line amendment in the Senate bill about nuclear energy has some activists all riled up. We're actually going to try to get you just the basic facts about it, and then we'll speak to one of those activists.
NPR producer extraordinaire Tom Bullock has just wrapped up his 21st tour of duty in Iraq. Yes, 21 trips to Iraq, producing for NPR, and he sort of filed a reporter's notebook, his exit interview, as it were, his feelings about how Iraq has changed over 4 years. It's a really amazing piece of journalism, and you want to listen. That's coming up in a few minutes on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.